Good morning, everyone. God is so amazing. He's so good in every way. This morning, you know, I went to a meeting and I didn't realize that the name of the meeting was for medical students, and I'm a graduate student, so I didn't realize that. But nonetheless, you know, this segment is about basically not being scared to go for what you want. Because the meeting that I just went to, you know, I was informed, you know, by various persons, by women, but not so much women of color, but women in general, that you can do all things. You can do anything you put your mind to, basically, which I already knew. I just needed to hear someone tell me how to do it, like the direction. And one of the questions that was asked frequently was, well, how did you get into medicine, or how did you get where you're going? And, you know, I didn't hear much about people's struggle to some extent, but they didn't really elaborate on their struggle. But I did hear in somewhere in there in the answering question that they had a tough time because they had children and things like that, but they were able to finish and complete it. But, you know, in a perfect world which there isn't no perfect world, but in anybody else's perfect world, you know, obstacles will come and things will form and will make you seem as though when you do have children or when you do anything like that, it'll hold you back. But technically, you know, I don't think that anything can hold you back that God hasn't, you know, that has already put in front of you, that is yours. So if he's called you for your purpose in life and what you want to do, then nothing else actually matters. Nothing no one else actually says about you or have comments about you in the society or your economic status. Nothing can really shape and form you the way that God has already molded you to survive in this world, because we're not of the world. And he actually says this, you know, in scripture, that we're not of the world. But every time we see people and we come in contact with people and we talk to people and we try to figure out, you know, where is our direction going? Like, where is our path going? You know, we end up getting these different types of variations of, oh, well, you know, I had support. And, you know, so, you know, a lot of the comments, it makes a difference, not so much about what you look like, but, you know, I didn't exactly come from an astound background of someone who has money. Like, I didn't come from that. And it didn't matter if I came from that or not. But the obstacles that I've had to overcome and the challenges I've had to overcome as a woman is totally different from what someone in the room who from this meeting I just went to was actually talking about. And I enjoyed the meeting because I was able to look at my surroundings and see that everybody is different. Everybody has different experiences. Everybody has different setbacks. And no matter what it is, like the cows come home, because that is what I want to do. That's who I, you know, envision myself 5 years from now actually being, with or without any of the alkalines of the degrees that come behind it. So, you know, we allow people to put us places, that's where we'll stay. So what I'm encouraging everybody on this segment to do is that if it's anything you want to do or any place you want to go, anything you have aspirations to do, just do it. Don't, you know, even if you don't know how it's going to turn out, or someone, you know, you know, you don't need anybody to tell you you can actually do something. Just go out there and whatever it is that you have aspiration to do and you're inspired to do, just do it. My sister-in-law, who I love dearly, you know, shout out to Victoria Sam Clark, you know, she is a beautiful, beautiful soul. She wants to, you know, inspire women to look beautiful through makeup, and she does it very well. And I've told her I'm going to support her till the cows come home, and I mean that. But we as women too need to support one another in our dreams and aspirations, and we need to push people, not just women of color, just women in general, women period, to do the things that they love to do and look beautiful doing it, and you know, embrace it, because nobody else is going to do that for you. But we as women, we should do that for each other, because we are all going the same place. We might be doing different things, but we all want to get there, and the way we get there is by helping each other. So if you today, if you encounter somebody that's negative, you know, rebuke them and go to somebody, you know, that's on positive vibes today, because I've seen a lot of different posts about suicide and about a lot of things that, you know, people struggle with, whether it's identity, whether it's having friends, relationships. People are just out there struggling. And that's what my prayer was this morning, was that the individuals that are like struggling with suicide, you know, I'm so grateful that, you know, God has touched my heart in a special way to just kind of remove all negative thoughts always, and to just be praying for people, because, you know, we have like violence in the school, children in Colorado that got shot, you know, it's like all kinds of negative stuff going on. It's all kinds of hurt out there. People are killing themselves, killing each other. You know, we need to get that together, because, you know, just because this is Mental Awareness Month doesn't mean that we stop taking care of ourselves and taking the time to breathe and do these exercises so that we can maintain our life throughout the day. You know, God doesn't want us to give up. He doesn't want us to give up hope. He wants us to keep that faith that we have in Him, because He would never leave us nor forsake us. He would never put, you know, those thoughts there, whatever those negative thoughts are, in our minds to make us go crazy. So whatever is in the water or whatever's going on, I don't know, because I've been seeing a lot of it, you know, suicide and things like that. If you know someone who is struggling with these issues, or, you know, have been struggling with these issues, please, please, please reach out to them, talk to them, pray for them, because they need you this morning. And, you know, go forth today, be productive, be positive, and change somebody's heart, change somebody's life. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be doing things for the greater good, to change what our environments are, not to create habit of negative things and negative environment. So that's what I wanted to share. I hope everybody has a beautiful morning. Y'all, it's early. I hope whoever going to work can listen to my podcast on the way to the job and just be encouraged. You know, also keep in mind Philippians 4:8. You know, one of a good friend of mine who lost someone really dear to her, she shared that scripture with me. She said that, you know, I don't need to worry about nothing, because, you know, God will supply everything. And so on my desktop, on my computer, every time I, you know, look at it and I'm getting to the finish line, what it says is that God is sufficient. And so I just wanted to share that with everybody. I'm going to put the scripture in the description box for you guys to go and just meditate on that scripture, because I want to meditate on it before I walk into this building. I think it's important to keep God with you at all times, not just when you down, but even when you're not, because He will come and He will feed you the spirit that you need to get through the day. So you guys have a blessed week. I am, you know, it's Wednesday, it's hump day, it's like middle of the month, you know, I'm ready to get it popping. So I hope that everybody will go forth and help somebody, do something for somebody, and, you know, go forth and be positive. You guys have a great morning.